And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for March 1988. I'm Fred Vobey. And just before we get into our next feature here on the audio service, I'd like to remind our Michigan area members that the Michigan area radio enthusiasts are going to have their DX position number 14 on March the 4th through the 6th, which is Friday through Sunday, at the Island Lake Recreation Area near Brighton, Michigan. Cost is $6 per night. And if you'd like some more information on that, you can write to Bob Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, at the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiast, otherwise known as MARE, Post Office Box 311, Wixom, W-I-X-O-M, Michigan, 48096-0311. And the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts are a group of members that get together in the Michigan area and have a lot of fun, meet occasionally and at these DX positions. And in fact, this Island Lake Recreation Area is an area which is about 4 or 5 miles devoid of all man-made electrical interference. So it's a great area to do some DXing from. And of course, it's a great little get-together. So if you'd like some more information on that, be sure to contact Bob Walker at the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts. Also, a note from Bill Moser. As of February the 9th, KJIA 1520 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is still on the air, although their listener-supported format of contemporary Christian music is always on the verge of financial failure. By the way, the call stands for King Jesus is Alive. And if you have any information about stations which are either on or off the air, be sure to drop that information to Jerry Starr. And Jerry will put it in the AM switch column. And here's Jerry's address. Write to Jerry Starr, S-T-A-R-R, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512. And any information you have on a station is greatly appreciated by Jerry and all the members of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Now here's Phil Wayne with a look at this month's Market Scope.
This is Market Scope for March 1988. I'm Phil Wayne. We're off to Minneapolis, St. Paul for this month. And now, if I may introduce our mystery guest.
This is Joe Sorensen, the DX Audio Service, presenting to you Market Scope of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And, of course, let's begin with WCCO, 830 on the dial, number one radio station for years, and a pioneer broadcaster starting out in the 1920s, CBS affiliate. And now let's give you an example of some broadcasting from WCCO.
That's good with you. We'll wrap up some scores for a lot of things to talk about. The North Stars lost. The Gopher basketball team lost. Gopher hockey won, though, 7-3 over North Dakota, and the Vikings were winners. Well, the North Stars lost one, showing amazing consistency. They have lost to New Jersey 4-3. In other action, in a overtime tie, Montreal and Philadelphia at 3. Edmonton over the Islanders 5-1 tonight, and Hartford tops Pittsburgh 5-4. That was an overtime win. We'll take a look at some more sports for you, have some more music in a moment.
Boone and Erickson, with a reminder from Midwest Federal, if you want to keep that World Series feeling going, come on in to any Midwest Federal office and get your 1987 Twins World Series Collector's Poster.
It's January 10th at 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. Another cold Sunday morning in our area. The present CCO temperature is 5 below, the wind chill 34 below, but it will get warmer, and we'll have that forecast for you in just a few minutes. In 1 minute, you'll hear Sunday Prelude.
Aloha, this is Paul Stagg with special words for those of you still planning to join our WCCO Radio Good Neighbor Holiday in Hawaii. With the departure date just a month away, it is important that you make your reservations just as soon as possible. And then come along with me to Hawaii. We are going to have a grand time.
Good morning, Joyce Lamont with another Sunday Prelude. Fine music from now until 6:30, and then more fine music from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, broadcasting from Salt Lake City. Our music begins this morning with this hymn by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, More Holiness Give Me.
Next, we'll turn to KSNE at 1280 on the dial. At one time, the station known by the call letters of WTCN, and that was in the 40s and 50s, and during that time it was the ABC affiliate in this market. On January 1st of 1963, they dropped the ABC affiliation, and in 1965 it changed its call letters to WWTC. And at several different formats, an easy listening format, and oldies of the rock type. And then it had, for a while, like about 1985 or so, tried an all-weather format. And they said they were the only AM station in the United States to ever have an all-weather format. But it didn't last, didn't work. So, about July of 1986, changes call letters to KSNE, and then had an oldies format. It was somewhat like the 40s and 50s, somewhat similar to like a Music of Your Life format. We do have a station in town, KLBB, which is doing really well with that format, so they couldn't match that one, so it didn't work. So, a couple months ago, they changed the format to New Age Music, and they're calling it now The Breeze, 1280. So let's sample a little bit of the present format with radio station KSNE at 1280 on the dial.
And that's Troy Dietrichson performing the title track from his compact disc Global Village. Also caught Freddie Hubbard with a cut called Yesterday's Dreams. Dodging the airwaves, I'm Ben Johnson.
Minnesota News Network. Good evening, I'm Bob Matoxin.
I'm meteorologist from Adama for The Breeze, 1280.
The Gentle Breeze, 1280 KSNE, Minneapolis, St. Paul, a new age of radio. It's 7 o'clock.
KSNE, and they call that a new age of radio is a present format, which is really not new age music. KSNE 1280 on the dial, 5,000 watts of power. Next, let's talk about KUXL radio, where I'm currently employed. KUXL radio, 1570 on the AM dial. It's been on the air since 1961. 1964, bought by Universal Broadcasting Company, which currently owns it. We're about to see another change at KUXL. Soon it will be Marsh Broadcasting, bought by Dick Marsh from Universal Broadcasting. And after that, going to apply for a call letter change to KYCR, Your Christian Radio. And KUXL, currently 2,500 watts daytime power. At sunset, 500 watts, and 2 hours after sunset, to 236 watts. And let's sample some of programming from KUXL, and thought I would present some parts of my program on KUXL, currently on Sunday night, called Notes of Love.
Yes, we thank you. Now we are one, Philip and Brenda Nicholas, and Love Like This. Know you enjoyed that. This is Joe Sorensen, Mike Side with Gospel Music on KUXL. You know, giving gifts to friends or relatives can be done at any time of the year. That's Clore's Unique Gift Shop, my friend. One of our fine supporting sponsors helps keep gospel music flowing on our airwaves right here on KUXL. And move your feet. Beautiful beat. It's gospel, my friend, Al Green, from his latest album, Soul Survivor. Everything is gonna be all right. Yes, I know it is. Enjoy gospel music and notes of love. Glad we're together. Gospel music on a Sunday night. Al Green.
And that concludes the Market Scope for the Minneapolis area for this edition of DX Audio Service.
I did a lot of hard work on that one, didn't I? If you'd like to help us profile your market on an upcoming Market Scope, contact me, Phil Wayne, at the DX Audio Service. See you next month. And now, back to Mr. Fred.
Thank you, Mr. Phil. And I was just happening to go through some lists here that I have of different air checks in my file. And Joe and Phil, I got a treat for you to continue on with our Minneapolis St. Paul air checks. Get a load of this.
There's the new Colony 6, and I will always think about you. 17 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Oakland beat Miami in the Monday night game last night, and now is the only unbeaten team in the American Football Conference. Dallas, the only other unbeaten team in the National Football League. And Tommy Kramer is out for the season. Steve Dill's taken over. I remember a season back in the 60s when Bart Starr was out for the season. Zeke Bratkowski stepped in and was a hero. Opportunity for Steve Dills here. 644.
First thing I remember.
Something snappy from Paul Simon to get you going here on Tuesday morning. That is late in the evening. WWTC 13 before 7. 45 degrees. It's cloudy and windy and kind of damp in the Twin Cities this morning. Still a 40% chance of rain.
Well, things were hot on the podium over at the Lemington yesterday.
What did Walter have to say?
Fritz Mondale made a little speech over there at the AFL. You know, that'll always fire things up. The labor people get together and Fritz Mondale, boy, that's... they're going to have to probably use dryers. You know what that means, higher prices there. Artist Billy Cermano says that it took him a few days, or will take a few days, to digest the visions that he experienced while he was buried alive in Rushford, Minnesota. For 51 hours, he had visions while he played the auto harp and did all kinds of weird things under the ground in his custom casket. They dug him up, BJ, at 6 o'clock yesterday evening. We are going to talk to Billy live on the telephone this morning at around 7:25 and find out about his visions. Weirdness. Weirdness.
11 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Gary Ron will take you home this afternoon, 2 to 6, on WWTC. Time to kiss the family goodbye here and hustle out the door at 9 minutes in front of 7. WWTC checking the baseball races for you this morning. Baltimore now 7.5 games up on Detroit in the American League East. 8 games ahead in the loss column. Yankees are 9.5 back, 10 games out in the loss column. And the Brewers 14 games back. White Sox, of course, have the West wrapped up. And you know, Minnesota and California are now tied for fifth place in the American League West, as last night Minnesota beat the White Sox 7-5 while California was losing a pair to Kansas City. Over in the American League, Philadelphia 2 games up on Montreal and Pittsburgh in the National League East, and the Cardinals, the defending World Series champs, are now 7 games back. Over in the National League West, the Dodgers, 4 games up on Atlanta, 7.5 in front of Houston.
All new Rosemont Dodge, 1 block north of 42 on Highway 3 in Rosemont, east of Apple Valley.
Good morning, Alaska. Do you realize that it is exactly the same temperature in Anchorage, Alaska, as it is in downtown Minneapolis this morning? It is 46 degrees in downtown Minneapolis and in Anchorage, Alaska, and it's raining there also. 40% chance of rain today with a high of 54. And here we go with a chance for you to win a First Alert smoke detector. Could you use one in your home? First Alert is one of the fine names in smoke detectors. Detects the early presence of smoke, sounds a loud alarm. A bright 3.5 candle power light turns on when the detector alarms and lights up your way to safety, complete with batteries. Let's hope you don't even need it someday, but it is a little security there for you. What we want you to do is come up with the year that this song was a hit. Name the year that this song was a hit. WWTC with the Big Bopper.
Hello, baby.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
The Big Bopper with Chantilly Lace and Pat Bomer on the air from St. Paul. Good morning, Pat.
Morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Oh, there he is. There he is. You going to work this morning?
I hope so.
You hope so? Where are you going to work? The telephone company. What do you do there?
An installer.
You're an installer?
Sure.
I see. How many telephones can you install in a day?
How many would they like me to, or how many can I?
Well, how many can you? What is the highest number of telephones you've installed in a day?
Geez, I couldn't even begin to tell you that.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys move pretty fast, though, don't you?
Well, we have to now.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean you have to now, though? Less guys working at it or something, or what?
Sure.
I see. Okay, Pat, we want you to give the year that song was a hit.
58
is absolutely correct. Where's the bell, Don?
Here's the bell.
Okay, let's ring it for him. All righty. Hey, you got a First Alert smoke detector here, Pat. Hang on, we'll tell you more about that, okay? How many cows would you have to milk before you went bananas? We're going to be talking to a farmer from Rushford, Minnesota, southern part of the state, in about 25 minutes. This guy was buried for 51 hours and supposedly was down there to communicate with the spirit world, and we'll be talking with him here soon on WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul. It is 7 o'clock.
Mutual News via satellite. I'm Dan Scanlon.
You are more lovely than the day. October 19th. It was the day of the blizzard and the slush war. 638 with TDB. That's Tintin on the Big 63.
Hi, this is Happy Herbie, your entertainment guide, inviting you to any one of the four friendly neighborhood drive-in theaters this weekend.
At the 120 screen in its second big week, Rock Hudson and Pretty Maids All in a Row, rated R. And Richard Widmark and the Moonshine War, rated GP. At the 100 Twin West and the Maple Leaf, it's Monsters Galore. And When Dinosaurs Ruled the Earth. And the second thrilling feature, Valley of the Gwangi, rated G. The Hilltop features an action comedy double feature, Dirty Dingus McGee and Kelly's Heroes, program rated GP. More great film fun at all four friendly drive-in theaters. The wonderful world of drag racing is off and running at Minnesota Dragways, located in Coon Rapids on Highway 242, 3 miles east of Anoka.
KDWB 2020 Triple Play.
Take this letter, please. R.B. Greve, solid gold at 644.
Last night, as I got home, I found a half past 10. Take a letter for real. I'm listening to my wife.
KDWB.
Following the old hit on your secretary game, 646 with TDB. Hey, why don't you join me and Rob Sherwood in Project Concern's Walk for Mankind? That's happening Saturday, May 1st. For information, you call now, 332-8444. That's 332-8444. This is Bread and If.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I?
listen for the air raid siren, and leave. Live somewhere where we're close to each other. 649 with a true down blue. You know that pants are happening? Of course you know that. And when United Stores talk pants, they mean Levi's. From original hang-top blue Levi's to a mind-boggling array of striped flares, Levi's have got you covered with jeans and stay-pressed slacks. Levi's are made to go with you wherever it's happening. The selection of Levi's include a rainbow of colors in bells and tapers. Stop by one of the United stores and they'll help you get it on. Their Levi's selection includes the pants that you're looking for, the right size and the best style at a great price. They're built to last and most Levi's are stay pressed to keep them looking good. Stop at any one of the five United stores and see what we mean by selection. At 801 Excelsior Boulevard in Hopkins, in the Harmar Mall at County Road B in Snelling, at 406 Jackson Street in downtown St. Paul, on White Bear Avenue at Montana, and at 1084 University Avenue at Lexington. Open every day, including Sunday until 6. United Stores, home of famous Levi's, and nobody knows better than United that wearing Levi's is better than wearing pants.
Fit yourself with Easy Home. It's a moving experience.
Move it yourself with Easy Home. You can do it for peanuts. Division National Car Rental.
KDWB 63.
Meanwhile, 13 years later in 1984...
WB, St. Paul, Minneapolis. All hit PDWB, city's hottest hits. And here's one by request. It's the Honey Drippers and Sea of Love.
This is Casey Kasem inviting you to join me this week as I count down the nation's biggest hits on American Top 40. The countdown can be heard Sunday nights from 6 until 10, right here on Twin Cities' favorite music, 63 KDWB.
All hit KDWB, getting a lot of calls for this one, 989-2630. Here's Jungle Love from the Time. All hit KDWB, playing favorites with All Through the Night from Cyndi Lauper.
Like surprises that much, does he? Eddie Arnold at 10 till 6. RC Rogers at 8 till 6, sitting and wishing with the Letterman.
Trust your cleaning to White Way's care.
Dr. Carlos Kaufman presents his Star of Bethlehem astronomy program in the Omni Theater at the St. Paul Science Museum from 5:30 till 7, December 11th and 18th. Call 222-1706.
Let's see what we have here. Clear and cold for this morning. Some flurries possible this afternoon. High today of 14. Clear and cold tonight. Low of 2 above. Then tomorrow, clear skies. High 17 on Tuesday. Winds are west at 10 miles per hour. Humidity 72%. And the temperature is 6 above. With Roger Whitaker. I'm Comfy 980. R.C. Rogers and Roger Whitaker sailing at 2 before 6.
KMFY.
Grover Washington Jr. is playing the saxophone and Bill Withers sang that song, 603 with R.C. Rogers. Good morning, Minnetonka. Temperature is 6 above. Sid Caesar set the standards for television and show the show of shows days, but he doesn't think much of what TV has to offer today. Caesar told TV Guide, everything nowadays is car crashes, car crashes, car crashes. He says there's no more comedians in Hollywood. Nobody's laughing, only machines are laughing. A lot of the problem, Caesar says, is today's writers. He says the writers don't say, do you think this is funny? They say, how big a laugh you think this joke ought to get?
Bob Dayton on a Wednesday with The Who, and I won't get fooled again. Well, they had us fooled once, but by golly, they're not going to do it again. That's The Who. Solid gold at 3:39.
Does something for you.
It's the gentle antibacterial skin cleanser for the whole family.
Boy, gotta watch him. The guy with the big smile. His face stab you in the back. You never know. Undisputed truth in smiling faces sometimes. Bob Dayton at 3:45. It's Wednesday afternoon in the Great Northwest. Want to say hi to everyone at Kellogg Senior High in their mass media class. I was out to talk to them this morning. Went out to talk. They had a fire drill. Everybody left school.
Brandondale Chaska brings you the sounds of a Minnesota winter.
Prices start at less than $8,500.
Come to Brandonville and Chaska today or tomorrow for sure on County Road 17, just 11 minutes from Freeway 494.
Here's a way to feel refreshed anytime, any place.
America's Tooth Fairy at 5:15 today.
WTGY.
That's for you, New Hope, on the listen line this afternoon, 827-9911. 10 years after it, I'd love to change the world. Bob Dayton at 3:50.
Now there's an exciting new place to live.
Tarn Hill, another creation of inland imagination.
You got it, Bob Dayton, at a Wednesday afternoon of Music Radio. Curtis J. Johnson next with the DGY Information Report, and I'll be back at 4 p.m.
When you slide the empty, you won't be bone.
May Taft Hartley reign forever. This is Curtis J. Johnson, WDGY, Information Report. President Nixon has decided to seek a back-to-work order against the longshoremen that have been striking the West Coast ports for more than 3 months now, but the president apparently still does not want to interfere in the East Coast longshoremen's walkout, which started last week. White House News Secretary Ron Ziegler says the Justice Department has been ordered to seek the injunction, ordering an 80-day cooling-off period. It's the first time Mr. Nixon has invoked the Taft-Hartley Act. Minnesota North Stars meet the St. Louis Blues tonight at St. Louis in their final exhibition game of the season. The Stars head then for Detroit in their regular season opener on Saturday night. for the Twin Cities, WDGY forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon, clearing tonight, fair skies on Thursday, cooler today and this evening, warmer tomorrow. High this afternoon, 64, low tonight, 42, high tomorrow, 72. This is Curtis J. Johnson reporting, 57 degrees.
And now, more hits on Music Radio, WDGY, 4 o'clock of the Bob Dayton Show. Lighthouse gets it all together. One fine morning. Update at 4:01 on a sunny Wednesday, and I got the heat right here in the Great Northwest. How are you today? 827-9911. My listen line is open now. 57 degrees with a little gold from White Plains, and my baby loves it. White Plains, my baby loves love, and I love my baby. What more could you ask for, huh? 4:04, Bob Dayton on a Wednesday afternoon at DGY. Well, the Pittsburgh Pirates have clinched the National League pennant with a victory this afternoon, 9-5, over the San Francisco Giants. 58 and sunny, it's a Wednesday afternoon. The Tooth Fairy will be here this afternoon. You can bet your boots, bet your inlay there at 5:15 today. What's new in the art of shopping? Southdale Center's Artcopia, October 7th through the 10th. It's the best of both worlds. An art show with an abundance of paintings, sculptures, and craft work so bountiful, well, we had to create another masterpiece to display it all. Southdale's new three-level mall called the Gallery Court, with 41 new shops and stores. And the result? The largest art show under one roof in suburban America. And the most creative way to see the new Southdale. 66th and France Avenue South. Artcopia, the latest word in the art of shopping.
Okay, Seymour.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, give me a sip of that red eye.
Brought to you by the American Dairy Association.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert.
Paula Linder, Uncle Albert, and Admiral Halsey. It's 4:11, Bob Dayton taking you home on a Wednesday afternoon. This reminder, the Chimera Theater Company will hold auditions for Keep Tightly Closed in a Cool, Dry Place by Megan Terry. Tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Crawford Livingston Theater. Only men, I need it. Partly cloudy skies, 58 degrees in the Twin Cities.
Ides of March.
There's a
Well, Joe and Phil, there's a couple of air checks from the Minneapolis area. That KMFY air check is kind of interesting because I taped that in 1984 on my way to the teeming metropolis of Animoose, North Dakota. So it's kind of interesting to say the least, a suburb of Minneapolis, at least that station there. And hopefully we'll have some more in the future, some more air checks of the old collection. Right now, let's hear from John Bowker with an answer to our trivia question. John?
Well, I imagine everybody's been looking through their log books and geography books and anything else they could find and asking people what states are east of the Mississippi so they could figure out how many states, if any, don't have 50-kilowatt transmitters or stations, I should say. And what I come up with, is the answer is five. I find no 50-kilowatt stations in the states of Delaware, New Jersey, and three New England states, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. All the other states east of the Mississippi have 50-kilowatt stations. So you see how easy it was, Fred, and I trust that you got all the answers right.
Well, I got all of them except five, John, so I guess I'm not doing too awful bad. What I'm going to have to do is bone open my yearbook, I guess. Anyways, let's move on to the shortwave side of the spectrum and some information courtesy of Jonathan Marks of Radio Netherlands. And you can write to him at the English section, Post Office Box 222-1200 J.G. Hilversum, H-I-L-V-E-R-S-U-M, in the Netherlands. And Jonathan writes that he will accept any kind of letters in suggestion forms, comments, or criticism of the program. So he'd like to hear from you. And if you do write to him, be sure to let him know that you heard about this information courtesy of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. This is the new English language transmission schedule as of Sunday, March the 27th, 1988. And it is arranged to cover one whole day of broadcasting. The 0530 UTC broadcast is therefore put at the end of the list, since although the day has changed in the Netherlands, it is still the previous evening on the west coast of North America. A little confusing, but let's have it at anyway and see what we can come up with here. The list is going to be arranged in time in UTC, the main area served by the transmission, and then the frequencies of operation. At 0400 to the Middle East and East Africa on 13700 and 9850. At 0630 to West Africa on 11930 and 9895. At 0730 to New Zealand on 9715 and 9630. At 0830 to New Zealand on 9630. At 0830 to Southeast Asia on 21485 and 17575. At 1030 to Australia and the Caribbean on 9685 and 6025. At 1130 to Middle East Asia, and the frequencies of operation are 21480, 17575, and also 15560. Also at 1130 to Europe on 17605, 9715, and 5955. At 1430 to Southwest Asia on a whole bunch of frequencies, 17575, 15560, 13770, 11740, and also on 5955. At 1630 to Southern and Eastern Africa on 9540 and 6020. At 1830 to South and Central Africa on 21685, 17605, 9540, and 6020. At 1830 also to Europe on the following frequency of 1620. Now this is parallel to the African service. At 2030 you can hear the West African service on 15560, 17740, and 9895. Also the frequency of 9540. At 0230 the Eastern North American feed, which is on 9895, 95890, 6165, and 6020. And finally, at 0530, the Western North American feed, which can be heard on 9715 and 6165. And again, that information is courtesy of Jonathan Marks.
It's CKLW Radio 8 Elmo. All heart.
Well, if you're all heart and are looking for a special gift, how about buying a couple of radio stations for a friend? NBC has tentatively agreed to sell five of its radio stations for $121.5 million to NS Broadcasting. Now, the sale, if approved by the boards of both firms, would leave NBC, a unit of General Electric, with only two radio stations, and both of those are on the block, too. The purchase would make the Indianapolis-based NS one of the nation's five largest radio broadcasters and would require it to resolve an ownership problem in the New York market, where it already owns two other stations, All Sports, WFAN-AM, and FM Rocker, WQHT. Federal rules bar NS from owning any more in the New York market, where two of the NBC stations it's buying are located. That is WNBC AM at 660 and WYNY FM. The other three NBC stations Ennis is acquiring are WJIB-FM in Boston, WKQX-FM in Chicago, and KYUU-FM in San Francisco. NBC's remaining stations are KNBR-AM in San Francisco and WKYS-FM in Washington, D.C. Analysts estimate the latter property could bring NBC $50 million, and NBC is now negotiating to sell WKYS to a minority investment group.
This is Radio 710
WHB.
Old jingle there from how they used to say back in the 50s, out of the bog for you and your dog, or something like that. Anyways, John Bowker is back, sitting very stately in his chair across from me with his RCA DX77 microphone, and has a kind of an interesting tidbit we'd like to play for you at this time, John.
Well, Fred, I ran across the darndest record at a garage sale, one of these neighborhood flea market things here just a couple of 3 weeks ago. We have them here all year round, it seems, in this part of New Jersey. And one of the records I picked up was put out by CBS News, Radio News. And it was done as a promotional piece. And the thing lasts about 20 minutes, but I'm only going to play you the first 2 minutes. I think it came out 2 minutes and 20 seconds. I was playing with it. And it'll explain itself as it goes along. But I won't give you the advertising spiel. But just thought you'd like to hear sort of the introductory. This is the very, where they put the needle down in the record. This is the very, very first part of the record. It starts with a courtroom scene, as I recall.
And it shall be my duty as district attorney.
He's very tall, you know.
I know.
He seems even taller because he's got high blood pressure.
One man's family.
I love a mystery.
Inner Sanctum Mysteries. The March of Time.
Oh, I know where my baton is. It's right here in the hall.
Oh, no, McGee, please, not on Sunday. Don't do it.
Jump on the Manhattan merry-go-round. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
That's Cary Grant, and yours truly, Harry Bonzel, bring you
The Eddie Cantor.
That was Network Radio. This is Network Radio Today.
Walter Cronkite reporting. Sports Central USA on the Seabird Line Report. Marvin Cowell, CBS.
This is Dear Al.
This is Jeff Scott with Weekend on Wheels.
Our story here in Hollywood.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
This is Walter Cronkite.
Good evening, everybody. This is Lowell Thomas.
Good day. This is Douglas Edwards, CBS.
This is Neil Strauser.
This is Dallas Nelson.
This is
John Lawrence,
Callister,
A. Weber,
Frank Gifford,
Bill Rizzo,
Charles Carroll,
Larry Upper,
Hale Spark,
Marvin Cowell,
Mike Wallace,
Lord Cowell.
Isn't that
CBS
fun?
CBS News, New York.
Now, they go into a spiel now for advertising, telling how many people they reach during the average week, and that you can reach four times as many people with radio as you can with TV for the same price, and I'll let that go for now. I just thought you'd be interested in that little vignette from that record.
Well, that was real interesting, John. You know, I don't know if our listeners realize it or not, but you used to do news on radio in the past, and I used to do news back in the 70s on an all-news station. And if you remember about a year ago or so, maybe it was 2 years, John, we did a thing where we played a news logo and then had our listeners on the audio service try to guess which network it was from. Well, obviously, it would be no contest to do this again because there's a lot of people which have stayed with the audio service so long that they get the answer right off the bat. And some of the new people would obviously not have a chance to even guess because all they'd have to do is go back and pull their old tapes and listen for the answers. But Anyways, to round off this tape, how about a little montage of news logos? What do you say, John? John, there you go. A couple news logos from the past. I guess we can call that a salute to news people everywhere. And don't call and write and say, well, you forgot Mutual and the rest of them. I didn't forget them. I just don't have space enough on the tape here. Anyways, I guess that's it for news logos, except for this one here from my past. And now that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you on the April Fool's edition next month. Don't forget to send in your material. The DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature of the National Radio Club and may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club. See you next month.